Regarding speaking in tongues, what is 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11 saying? The verse says, "When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me." In this verse, the putting away of the so-called childish ways of speaking, thinking and reasoning is parallel to the cessation of the gifts of tongues, prophecy and knowledge, spoken of in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8. The following points make this connection obvious. 1 Corinthians 13:11 is right in the middle of 1 Corinthians 13:8-13, which is about the cessation of the three spiritual gifts of tongues, prophecy and knowledge. 2. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11, the word translated put away is the same word that is used in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8, where it talks about prophecy and knowledge ceasing. So, in saying put away, Paul is talking about the cessation of speaking, thinking and reasoning. Thirdly, because verses 8 and 11 are both talking about the cessation of three things, it is obvious that speaking, thinking and reasoning are parallel to the gifts of tongues, prophecy and knowledge. Speaking corresponds to tongues, thinking corresponds to knowledge, and reasoning corresponds to prophecy. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 13:11 is saying, "When I was a child, I talked like a child, tongues, I thought like a child, knowledge, I reasoned like a child, prophecy. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me." Paul figuratively refers to tongues, prophecy and knowledge as childish ways because they were for the infant church and were put away, ceased, as he became a man, that is, as the church matured. Tongues, being a sign of judgment, that's from 1 Corinthians 14:21-22, ceased with the early church sometime after Jerusalem's judgment in 70 AD, and God stopped giving biblical prophecy and knowledge to men when Revelation was written, around 96 AD, because he had nothing further to add to his written word. Some suggest that 1 Corinthians 13:11 is about abuse or love or moving on spiritually, but the context of the verse rules these out. The verse is right in the middle of three chapters on spiritual gifts, and further still, it is firmly anchored in the middle of six verses which are talking about the cessation of tongues, prophecy and knowledge. So the context is clearly about the cessation of the spiritual gifts of tongues, prophecy and knowledge, and not about things like abuse, love or moving on spiritually. Another suggestion is that becoming a man in 1 Corinthians 13:11 is talking about maturing when Jesus returns, but this cannot be, as at the rapture we will not become a man but be totally transformed into spiritual beings, no longer even human. That's from 1 Corinthians 15:50-53. Sudden change from a flesh and blood human being into an immortal spiritual being can hardly be called maturing. All this, I believe, shows that tongues, prophecy and knowledge ceased with the early church. A final point for thought. Some believe that in 1 Corinthians 13 verses 9 and 10, the perfect is Jesus, and that all gifts cease when he returns. But this can't be true for two reasons. Firstly, the perfect is new to gender, not masculine, so it cannot be referring to Jesus. Secondly, even if the perfect was Jesus, 1 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10 say that only prophecy and knowledge cease at the coming of the perfect, not all the gifts. Amen.